good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring a new good music, KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let everything tonight that have breath, if you still got some breath, then you ought to be praising the Lord. Come on here. If you got some breath, I'm not knowing how much breath you got, but if you got some breath tonight, you ought to be giving God some praise. You ought to be giving him some glory, because why? He didn't have to let you be here today, but he did. And I'm so glad he did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's worthy tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus is worthy tonight. Glory, glory, glory. I need for some of you, if you can hear me well, just let me know. Text me. Amen. Don't text me in Messenger and have my phones going off. Text me in my text message just to let me know that you can hear me clearly. So listen, you guys, there's a whole lot of things going on in today's time. I'm telling you, I feel like a news reporter, but I'm telling you things that's coming really off the throne room, amen, as well. But there are a lot of things that's taking place, that's transpiring. And let me tell you this, if God have called you to be a legislative, authoritative figure in the earth, guess what? You're coming up. The higher you go, the greater the devil. The more the heavenly places that you reign in, the here come the devil. Come on now. We must understand that Satan is the prince of the air, meaning that he has dimensions. There are dimensions in the heavenlies where he lies, him and his dragons, his imps, his whatever you want to call them, demon spirits. They have a base. They are high-ranking demons, all right? So don't let us be ignorant of Satan's devices tonight. So I'm trying to let you know, every time you're going up, even the corporate ladder, you better understand that you're going to be hit or faced, or one day have to be faced with confronting a demon, all right? Because at every level that you go, there are demons, but then the demons have to cease, because they can't get, there are certain ranks that they cannot come in. There are certain places that they can't trespass, right? Glory to God tonight. I didn't come to teach about that, but that's on another night. But tonight we're going to get into some stuff, and I came to depopulate hell. I came to make hell mad enough so that God's people don't have to go there. If the Bible says hell is enlarging itself daily, what do you think? What do you think that means to us? If hell is enlarging, that means ain't that many people going back to be with God. Isn't that amazing? It amazes me how, I just thought everybody wanted to die and go to heaven and see Jesus. I hear people say, I'm going back to be with the Lord. Oh, I want to see Jesus when I die. Well, how are you living? Come on here. You living your funeral day by day. My God. Y'all don't like the way I talk to you. Y'all don't like that kind of realness. Y'all want somebody to play with you. Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome. Hallelujah. Welcome to Keeping It Real with Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter tonight. Amen. I'm so elated to be here with you all tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So go ahead and call your neighbors and friends. Tell them that I made it again. I made it tonight by the grace of God. I made it. I'm telling you, and so this is the thing. In order for me to be consistent and to put more emphasis on this broadcast, I have cut back on some things. I have cut out my Monday night live services that some of you have been seeing. I'm putting more emphasis. I'm getting ready to do some things to build this show like never before. It's not a show, but to build this audience and to build, you know, this broadcast or whatever I can do to help, I am willing to do that. Amen. Because she have afforded me and allotted me a time space where I can give my gifts and talents that the Lord has gave me so that I can share them with you all. So for that, I'm truly grateful for Dr. Kimmy Kim. Hallelujah. Dr. Kimmy Kim is the producer, and the owner of the Elations family, the Elations magazine, and everything else that's falling under Elations umbrella. I'm telling you, God is doing major, massive things. Sometimes we don't see the massive because we're too busy looking at our current situation. I'll say that again. Sometimes we don't see the massive that God is doing because we're too busy, caught up in the past, caught up in what we presently see, caught up in what we should even be bothered about when we caught up in it. Oh, Lord, I feel like preaching. I think I'll change my seating. Oh, because I feel Jesus. Amen. I'm keeping it calm. Amen. I'm keeping it cool, and I'm coming down. Amen. I'm still have not really been released from the doctors. Amen. But hallelujah, I feel like preaching like a mad woman. Do y'all hear me? Glory to God. Woo! Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, sometimes I have to laugh at myself. My God, I'm so blessed on tonight. Amen. So blessed that the Lord is just blessing me. You know what I mean? I'm so blessed to know that I belong to him and he is mine and I'm his. So it doesn't matter, you know, what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Come on here. I'm glad tonight that what he does for me is not based off of you. Come on here. He don't have to go to you to bless me. If God want to bless me, he can come to me directly. See, y'all don't understand what I'm saying. I'm trying to tell you, people try to have a hand in how much you're going to get from God, how the amount. What you be a penny, $2 or whatever. You can't do that. The only person that's going to have something to do with what God does for me is me. If I stand in my own way, then that's shame on me. But I'm telling you, but if I'm contributing and doing what the Lord has told me to do, I'm going to be all right. Amen. I know y'all say, oh, Lord, here we go. Yeah, we going there tonight. Glory to God. Amen. All right, y'all. Make sure you done called your mama now. Your uncle them, Uncle Poo Poo them, come on. Get them on the line. Come on, get Sister Cucumber and Brother Tomato. Come on here, somebody. I need that. Oh, yeah, I need all of them on here tonight. Oh, we need Uncle Collard Greens. Come on here, Uncle Candy Gam. We want them all tonight. Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for a day that was never promised to us, but you allowed us to be in the land amongst the living. You made death behave. You made the death angel pass over our doorpost. So, Father, we reverence you tonight. We, oh, my son, the Messiah, we exalt you tonight. We praise you tonight, God. We give you glory for who you are, and we just thank you, Lord. So tonight, God, meet every need. Meet every need of my listeners. Lord, meet their needs right where they are. Father, we thank you now that you're lifting the burdens up off of them. Thank you now that you're changing mindsets. We thank you now, God, that you're stabilizing the hearts. Oh, God, I thank you now tonight, God, that you're doing for us as only you can. Nobody can take the credit for what you're about to do. Father, you told me earlier this morning in prayer that you were about to do some massive things in our lives, and I receive the message. Honorable Shia, I receive it now, God, in the name of Yeshua. So, Father, we bless you tonight. Speak a word, oh God, that we can carry for throughout the rest of the week until we meet again on next Tuesday. Father, I thank you. I glorify you. I give you praise because you alone, God's worthy, and we all say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We truly thank God tonight. Okay, on last week, we were in 1 Corinthians, right? Amen. So we were talking about, I was giving you some advice on marriage. So let me go back. We will finish that up tonight, okay? I'm not going to jump ship, but I got my little dialogue. I'm trying to see if I'm going to get into that first, this word, or get into my dialogue. I'll probably get into a little dialogue. So listen, people of God. People of Yahweh, amen. We do understand that this is January the 18th, praise God. And we do understand that just a few weeks late, we got like about maybe a couple of weeks, three-ish weeks before Valentine's Day, something like that, right? All right, so I want y'all to understand some things. I'm talking to the women tonight. I'm going to help the brothers. By me helping the women, it's going to help the brothers. When I come to the brothers, by me helping them, it's going to help the women, right? All right, so you know, we all have been, you know, we've all read the Bible, the commandments, you know, you got to love your neighbor as yourself, right? Or do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's the same thing as loving your neighbor as yourself, because you're doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. You know, that's part of the golden rule. And then, but what if the golden rule is not being reciprocated? What if I'm giving you, I'm loving you, I'm helping you, I'm teaching you, I'm encouraging you, I'm buying you, I'm doing everything I know how to do, but it's not reciprocated. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I wish I had some help tonight. It's not reciprocated. What do you do? Well, this is what I would say. I ain't going to go there too hard on y'all because y'all going to say, oh, she's hard. I'm always hard because I need for us to get it. The Bible says we perish because of a lack of what? Knowledge. All right? So, you know, you've been giving and giving. It ain't reciprocated. You've been faithful. You've been trustworthy. Right? You've been doing everything to make the other party happy. But guess what? They're happy and you're not. Why is it for some reason they don't treat you or don't seem to be as concerned about you as you are them? I'm asking the question to you because I want to make you think. I always want to make you think. Every time I get on here and any other platform, I want to make you think for your own self, right? For too long, we have allowed people to think for us or to say what they want to say, or we've allowed their opinions to take precedence over our own opinions, right? You know, and so we just do always trying to be a people pleaser or always trying to fit in. Come on. I've been a people pleaser because that's what I can tell you. I ain't telling you nothing that I ain't never been. Come on. My life is an open book. Baby, if you want to know it, I'll tell you. I'm being transparent. I was a people pleaser all my life because I've always been fortunate. I said, so I didn't like to see people without. So I was always trying to help. I'm trying to help. And then they, in return, still rejected me because they felt like, well, because of what I had, they rejected me. But I was giving to give it, just giving, 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 right? And then it was just more and more pressure, you know, trying to be nice to people. You can't be nice to everybody. You can't. And your money cannot buy everything. Let me say that again. Money can't buy friendship. They'll be friends with you, but when the money gone and the spending end, they ain't coming around no more. Oh, yeah, I said that. See, I don't even know when to clap. Money can't buy you happiness. Because if you got to pay for happiness, that means it's not real. It's artificial. If you got to pay for happiness, and if it's not, it's just a shame that we have to do so much in today's time to have a friend. Well, are you going to be my friend as long as I'm buying the gas, I'm buying the food, and everywhere we go, it's all on me. Y'all got to stop that mess. That's usury. That's not a friend. That's usury. If you got a friend and every time you want to go somewhere, they never pick you up. If you don't have a ride, they don't ask you with it. I'll take you. But if you say, well, listen, I want to go to this movie. I want to go to this movie. I want to go to this movie, but if you pick me up, I'll put some gas in your car and I'll buy us a ticket. Now, you shouldn't have to do all of that. Come on, somebody. You shouldn't have to do all of that. Y'all live up the street from each other. Why you got to buy gas and buy a ticket and buy food? Come on. And they ought to say, well, I got gas in my car. If you buy me a ticket, that'll be great. Come on, now that's a friend. But the only time y'all go out is when you get paid. Oh, my God. The only time you can ride in their car is when you got money and you buying the gas and you buying the smoke and you buying the drink. And, oh, Lord, have mercy. Something wrong. You need to check your friendship. I said it. Check your friendship. Glory to God. But, you know, it's time for us to stop letting people just make a fool out of us, right? Everybody should be treated the way, I don't want to say it like this. Y'all going to say the way I sound. So I'm trying to watch, search for certain people. Now, some of y'all know I'm going to give it to you. I don't care what you think about it. But, you know, everybody want to feel love. And if I'm giving love, I want to receive love. It's only right. We love God because why? He first loved us. Got it? We love God because he first loved us. He showed us how to love. God is love, right? So you find young ladies, and I'm saying it because it grieves my spirit, how they are selling themselves short. How they are, they don't know their self-worth. So they put themselves, they throw themselves on a man. Whether he got a woman, whether he's married, whether he wants them or not, they'll throw themselves. They'll begin to buy him expensive gifts. Why would you buy that you just met in the month of February? You just started talking to him February the 2nd. February the 14th is a couple of days away. And so you going to try to get him any designer, going to get him a Versace robe. I saw a Versace robe I wanted my husband to have. And I was saying today, I said, baby, you like this robe? He's like, no. I said, well, I can pay for it in about 3 years, just being funny. But anyway, you go in and buy an expensive gift for somebody you just met maybe, a few days before Valentine's Day. Why would you do that? That's a waste. This man, you don't know if this man going to stay around after Valentine's Day. Come on here. You don't know if this man wants you at all. He may want what you do for him. He may like what you do for him. But is it reciprocated? Is this man going to buy you a Versace or robe? Come on, gown or whatever? No. So, you know, sometimes women can put ourselves out there too fast. That's why I told y'all, men, real men, love to chase their women. Real men love to chase their women. And so if you're putting yourself out there like a whore, they'll treat you like a whore. If you put yourself out there like a lady, come on here, who knows her value, who has values, principles, moral standards, that's how they're going to treat you. They will not, okay, they will meet you at a restaurant because you said, I'm not visiting, I'm not about to give him my address. We can meet, and he ain't going to my house. I'm not me having that, just I'm just getting to know him. And listen, but you come dressed really nice, you smell good, you dress good, your boobs all ain't, I'm not hanging all out, you got a nice shape, but your clothes fitting, but they're not tight. You look like a lady with class and not like a hooker or a $2 stripper. You know what I'm saying? Because they look a certain way because they're trying to make money. Okay? I understand their job, or you know, that's how they make money, by the way they dress. But you're going to meet someone who wants to be with you, and you're trying to get to know. So if you go there and he's gonna have respect for you. A man will respect the way you carry yourself. Now if you carry yourself silly, naive, they're gonna treat you naive. They're gonna do things, say things all over your head. If you acting silly, you know, playful, they're going to, you know, make a lot of jokes. But if you're acting like a hoochie, well, come on, we can go and get us a room. Oh, maybe they're going to go in. All right. A man, if you give it to him, he's going to take it. Don't sit here and say, no, not my man. Yes, your man. All men are not dogs. But when you offer it to a man and there's nothing stopping him, oh, he going in. He going in. May not even know what he getting into, but he going in. So a man would treat you the way that you act, the way that you introduce yourself, the way you carry yourself, your mannerism, your demeanor. That's how he would treat you. But if you loud country, if you loud and speaking all nasty words, he will laugh with you. He'll bring you around the homeboys. Then once he gets you, he'll tell them you gone on and hit, I'm through with him. And then they'll trade you off. He'll never bring you home to his mama. Men, don't bring them kind of women home to them parents, okay? So if you want a decent man, you better act like you got some decent sense. But anyway, Valentine's Day is coming up, and I just don't want you to go all out for somebody who is not going to go all the way out for you. You know, these things have to be reciprocated, right? I don't want women being taken advantage of. I'm so sick of it. It just grieves me because we feel like we deserve the letdown. We feel like it's our fault because no man wants us, though we're not worthy to be loved. That's a lie. You are worthy to be loved. There is somebody for everybody. You got to pick yourself up by the bootstraps, honey, and come on and get yourself up. You cannot be bottled down with things of that nature that want to hold you hostage to something that happened to you when you was a little girl, or something that happened to you when you were a teenager. Listen here, bump that. You are a woman of the Most High God, and it's time for you to get to just tell the Lord what you want, be specific in what you want in your mate, and then you wait on God to send him to you. So, is it wrong? Question is asked, is it wrong for me to give a man my number? Okay, would you give an ugly man who didn't have nothing going for himself, he was broke, busted, and couldn't be trusted, would you give him your number? Because he asked you, Lord, come on, talk back to me, church. No, you wouldn't give him your number. But if he looked good, and he may have a little something going, and you say, well, can I get your number? I want to call you sometime. Baby, you giving him digits. You don't know nothing about it. But because you're single, you're lonely, loneliness is rising up, you're horny, your hormones are off the charts, you need to get them under control. Because, listen, being saved and satisfied is perfect. But there are a lot of saved women who are not satisfied. They say, I'm saved, but I'm burning. All right? The Bible says what? We talked about it last week. For it is better to marry, what, than to burn. So let us go back to 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. I really, really, really wanted to make sure that, I told you why I'm having these feelings about the 14th. Just like with Christmas. Some of you were with your boo during Christmas. Before Christmas Eve came, y'all broke up. You got all his stuff. Everything that he told you he wanted, you already had. Now, he didn't get yours. Y'all were broke up. So I just forgot about it. I just said forget it because I didn't know if we were going to get back together. All these excuses. When are we going to wake up? Then y'all get back together just so that get back together maybe on the 27th. And by the 31st, y'all broke up again. So he does not come with you on the 31st. He's spending New Year's Eve with another woman. Y'all hear me now? I'm telling you the story. Now, guess what now? It's January. He done came back. It's January. So he's come back. He's going to be good. So maybe a couple of days before the 14th. I mean, y'all doing good. Relationship. And hey, this your year. Oh, I feel it. I'm getting a ring for Valentine's Day. I know I'm getting this ring. We done picked it out and everything. Oh, Lord, two couple of days before Valentine's Day, y'all break up. You sick. You sick all them days. You sick. Sick, sick, sick. He don't call, say nothing, nothing. I mean, you can't get him on the phone. You calling him all day. You can't even spend time with your family. Your children, if you got some, because you just destroyed. But then here comes, after Valentine's Day, he called and said, I was just missing you. I can't stay away from you. Only because guess what's next? Income tax. Lord have mercy. That's another message. We'll preach that later. Come on, let's go back to 1 Corinthians so we can finish that out and y'all have a better understanding. But I'll be back on, keep talking to y'all about this money. I mean, how they, it's just not right. You don't mistreat people. You don't do that. God's not pleased with that. You know what I mean? And there's a hefty price to pay. When you do it unto the little ones, you do it also unto God. So we got to stop playing with people's feelings and their emotions. Because some people will kill you because you said you love them, and then the next minute you said you don't. All right? Some people will kill you because you're with them 6 days a week. You're there in their house 6 days a week. You may not spend the night there, but maybe four. And the other couple of days, you may come in before day in the morning. So it's like you're there. So, and then you stop staying there, and then you hear they stand somewhere. So, you get killed over foolishness. So don't be foolish in this hour. Stop playing with people's emotions and their feelings, all right? There are people dead right now because they lied and they cheated and they messed up folks' heads. And, that psyche is something terrible to waste. So don't let nobody get y'all to that point where you feel like you got to kill yourself or kill them. We don't need any more of our African-American female or male seed dying off to, with that spirit. Amen. All right, we're going to pick back up We're going to pick back up at the, let's start at the 15th verse so I can get through tonight. All right, 15th verse. 1 Corinthians 7 chapter, go with me to the 15th verse. Amen. And if you got it, say you got it. If you're coming, come on. Amen. And verse 15 reads, but if the unbelieving depart, let them depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God hath called us to peace. For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife? But as God hath distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called every one, so let him walk. And so ordained I in all churches. Is any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be uncircumcised. Circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. All right, I just stop right there and go back and recap. On the other hand, if the unbelieving spouse walks out, you got to let him or her, right? You don't have to hold on desperately. God has called us to make the best of it as peacefully as we can, right? You never know why the way you handle this might bring your husband back, not only back to you, but to God. You never know, husband, the way you handle this may not, it may, you know, might bring your wife back not only to you, but to God. So it's how you handle a thing. So here is the thing that gives you the freedom to step. You're in a marriage, it's not working. You know, you're in the house of the Lord. Your husband don't want God. Women, he don't want God. They cussing and fussing and fighting every weekend. You know it's a fight. If you come home at 5:45, you're going to have to fight to get in. All right? And you know if you go to church on Sunday, before you leave, you got to fight. Or before you leave, you try to make you do some nasty things that, you know, that you just don't, it's just terrifying, horrifying. And so, but the Bible says if he don't want to dwell with you, and he said, well, I'm getting to leave. I'm getting my stuff and I'm leaving. Don't hold on to him. Let him go. Walk, let that brother go. I'd rather let him go to keep my sanity anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you got to have peace, y'all. You can't live in a marriage without peace. I understand there's be things that happen in our marriages. And I'm almost out this year. I mean, this June, it'll be 33. And we had ups and downs, but the good always outweighed the bad. But there were times when I was struggling with my peace. I didn't have my peace. There were things, you know, especially sometimes when you're trying to make things meet, balances meet. You got business here, business there, and you may be over budget, under budget, or budget didn't meet up. Or you're trying to help somebody and they didn't come through for you. After you done stuck your neck out there and knowing what you had going on. And, you know, you couldn't really do it, but you were trying to help. You know, that's my fault. I always get in that right there. That's my pimple. I always trying to help folks, you know, and I always get the short end of the stick. So, you know, and then, you know, I need peace. I don't know about y'all. I'd rather have peace over anything. Right? So, but when God gives you a sense of peace, don't you never, ever let anybody disrupt your peace ever again. So, you know, if the brother don't want to dwell with you, let him go. The way you do that is just don't, okay, he's gone. You be nice. Still be kind. Do you need me to help you get your stuff out, dear? Do you need me to rent you a U-Haul, dear? All right, well, you know, I'll make sure all your clothes are out and I'll have them already at the front waiting for you. You know, he'll really thank you throwing him out then. Well, you just let him go how he's going to go, right? But guess what? If you still be nice, if he call, what you doing? Oh, I'm just sitting here. I ain't doing much. You know, he'll say, oh, why you sound so happy? You glad I'm gone? No, I'm not glad you're gone. You know, but listen, I'll get back with you. I'm busy right now. All right, then, him start making him wonder because he going to miss what he had. If it was good, he going to miss it, baby. I'm trying to tell you, you never miss your water till your well run dry. So as he's, trying to tread lightly, sometimes, you know, when you mad with somebody, wives, you mad with your husband, they only calling to see if they can talk to you. Now, if you call and you're snappy, They're going to hang up. They're going to get off the phone. They ain't going to talk to you because they said you're too snappy. So if you got that kind of attitude, they're going to stay out. But if you stay, every time he do try to call you after you let him depart, change your lock. And then even if he try to come back, you see he can't get in. But so what he'll do, what happens is you're still nice. When he calls, you're nice. You're not cussing, fussing with him. You're not letting him get under your skin. You still remain nice, all right? And like the Bible just said, because you don't know, your niceness, your kindness towards him after he done acted a butt can bring him, could possibly not only bring him back to you, but it can bring him to God. Amen? That's good right there. Hallelujah. Right? And so, and don't be wishing you were someplace else or with someone else when you are right now in God's place for you. Where you are right now is God's place for you. I'm sorry, I can't remember right. Live and obey and love and believe right here. God, not your marital statuses, defines your life. Let me read that again for us married folks. God, not our marital statuses, defines our life. My God. You hear me? Glory to God. I'm being harder on you than on the others. I give the same counsel in all the churches, right? Then it begins to go on down and it says, were you Jewish at the time God called you? Don't try to remove the evidence. Were you non-Jewish at the time of your calling? What this means is talking about the circumcision, you know. All right. So don't become a Jew. Being Jewish isn't the point. The real important thing is obeying God's call and following his command, right? What verse did I stop? Oh, yeah. And now verse 20 and 22. Okay. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant? Care not for it, but if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord being a servant is the Lord's free man. Likewise, also he that is called being free is Christ's servant. All right? So stay where you are, you know, stay where you were when God called your name. Stay right where you were when he called your name. Were you a slave? Slavery is no longer a roadblock to obeying and believing. I don't mean that you're stuck and can't leave. If you have a chance at freedom, go ahead and take it. I'm simply trying to point out that under our new master, under your master, you are going to experience a marvelous freedom you would never, ever have dreamed of. On the other hand, if you were free when Christ called you, you will experience a delightful enslavement to God. You need help, and you never dreamt of. All right? Let's move on because we got to watch in time. Verse 24 reads, brethren, let every man wherein he is called therein abide with the Lord, or abide with God. Amen. Now concerning virgins, let's go to verse 25. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandments of the Lord. Now this is Apostle Paul. He's telling you that he have no commandments of the Lord. He said, yet I give my judgment as one that have obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. I suppose therefore that this is good for the present distress. I'm sorry, for the present distress. I say that it is good for a man so to be. Art thou bound unto a wife? That's a question. Seek not to be loose. Uh-oh. Who told you getting ready to be stepped on? Art thou loose from a wife? Seek not a wife. But and if thou marry, thou hast not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she have not sinned. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh, but I spare you. All right? So you heard on the other side, it is for it's better for you to marry than to burn. And you hear the Apostle Paul saying here, 20, verse 28, nevertheless, such trouble, so you wouldn't have that trouble in your flesh, you know, if you were married, right? Okay, so listen to this. So it's just about to get real, y'all. It's talking to the virgins. Apostle Paul, some people say Apostle Paul. I remember when he had the thorn in his flesh, right? Well, you know, we all have different sayings. We're trying to figure out what the thorn was. All right, so let me just go. Let me read it in the King James Version one more time. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord, yet I give my judgment as one that have obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful, because he have God, so he have found himself faithful. And he says, I suppose, therefore, that this is good for the present distress. I say that it is good for a man so to be. So it's good for a man. So you're saying, is it good for a man not to have a woman? Then he says, art thou bound unto a wife? Unto a wife, seek not to be loose. Art thou loose from a wife? Seek not a wife. All right, so the master did not give explicit direction regarding virgins, all right? But as one much experienced in the mercy of the master and loyal to him all the way, you can trust my counsel. So that's what he was saying. He says, I give my judgment. I have obtained the mercy of God. Yes, he's faithful. So he can give you counsel from the Lord, you know, as a spokesman for God, right? Because of the current pressures on us from all sides, and I'm talking to the virgins. There are a lot of pressures. A lot of you are pressured to have sex. A lot of our children, young teenagers, are pressured. They have so much pressure on them, peer pressure, and it's trying to push them into sexual promiscuity, sexual molestation, into all sexual immorality, all sorts of things, right? And so, you know, we have to get, you know, around them. We got to, you know, be the first narrative that they hear. I don't think that it's wise for us to allow the school system, public school systems, at that to tell our children about sex. However, if you have a problem talking to your children about sex, leave it to your mother, like I did my older two. My mother talked to them. I was too afraid, you know, because I don't remember my mother talking to me about it. You see what I'm saying? And so, but that doesn't mean that it should have been that way. I'm just saying that it just happened like that. But, you know, so I think that we need to jump on it really quick now. You need to start teaching your kids. If you take your kids to school for their first, you need to go ahead and start prepping them on certain things, because they are already asking them about, do they feel if they are in the right body? If it's a boy, they ask, do you feel like you were born a girl, and vice versa? They're asking our five-year-olds this, kindergartners. They're also putting toys together in families and showing two mommies. And then they're asking them, do you got two mommies or do you have two daddies? And then, you know, and then so they show them the little boy stuffed animal. I mean, not a stuffed animal, I'm sorry. The little boy toy and the girl toy. And then, I mean, it's all, they are introducing, you know, the, they're introducing not only just, the sex part of it, but they're introducing, you know, the LGBT community as well to our children at that age. So, you know, it's already hard enough for our children to really understand their own gender, right? It's hard for them to understand their own gender, than at 5 years old, than to be trying to ask them if they feel like they're another gender. So, you know, they're introducing all of this. And it's worldwide. This is just not in one state particular. It is worldwide. Check your school systems if you think I'm lying. So I've had some parents to come to me. I taught on it one time, and they wanted to know do I think it's appropriate age for them to tell their children that they were molested and to talk to their children about molestation. And, you know, I gave them the answers and all of that. You know, so this one lady, you know, everybody have different, you know, different things. It happened different ways, but it still is either rape, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, sometimes you being fondled or however, it's still wrong, right? And no child should ever have to experience or live with that. So, however, we need to get above the narrative, right? So we need to be the ones in our Christian home, sit our children down and go over it with them. God ordained marriages. God made man for woman. Tell your children the truth so that that blood don't be on your hand. You hear me? Tell them the truth. That is the foundation. It was set forth by God. So who are we to try to change it? right? God didn't make any mistake. He knew what he was doing. Amen. So you got to tell them, you know, just give them the foundation. All right. So I'm trying to wrap this up. Look like I'm going to be on it again. All right. I'm just going to end with this, you know, going over this last. I'm going to stop at 28. All right. I'm almost through with it anyway. Because of the current pressures on both sides, I think it would probably be best just to stay as you are. He was saying, Apostle Paul was saying, stay single. Like him. But how many of you know everybody wasn't born a eunuch? Come on here. Eunuchs, there are born eunuchs even in today's time. Their sole purpose is to praise God. They don't want a man or they don't want a woman. Because I'm saying it's both male and female that are born eunuchs. They are people who do not want to have sex at all. Some people have asked the question in classes that I might have taught. Well, are the eunuchs, were they born with their genitals cut? No. They may have their genitals, but they don't want to have sex. They're born this way, and their main sole purpose is to give God praise. They live a clean, free life, sin-free. They try to be as sin-free as possible. And so they do not indulge in sexual intercourse with the same sex or the opposite sex. And that's best that way I can explain it to you. All right? You read about it in the Bible. Well, about eunuchs, and it is also in today's time as well. There's nothing new under the sun. So Apostle Paul was saying, stay a virgin like him. And he said, are you married? If you married, then stay married. Are you unmarried? If you're unmarried, then don't get married. But there's certainly no sin in getting married. He said, you know, I wish you'd stay like me, because you won't have all these problems, men, if you just stay single and saved, and then stop trying to smash every woman you can. Come on. Because every time you smash one, guess what? You're birthing soul ties. Now you got a part of this one, that one. And then just say you become bi-curious. Now you got him. Then you get back to her. It's just a bunch of mess. It's an entanglement, a triangle. It's crazy up in there. So, you know, he was just saying be single. If you're single, just stay single. The truth of the matter is when you're single, you should be more anointed than any other person, because single people, your only person you got to please is God. Now, as far as a married person, a married wife, is her job is to please her husband. It's a husband's job, you know, is to please the Lord. So we don't have the same. So you know how the single woman is, she can fast all month. She ain't got to ask nobody. Wives, we can't fast. We got to get permission first. We got to get clearance from our husbands, right? So that we'll be in right standings when we do fast. Not only fasting, and they have to do likewise. Because why? He have no power over his body, but the wife have no power over her body, but the husband. And I'm closing. And all I am saying is that when you marry, you take on additional stress in an already stressful time. And I just want to spare you if possible. So that was Apostle Paul. Just wrapping it up, that's what he was saying. We're going to close this. And we're going to may get back to it. I cannot promise for the rest of the verses from 29 through 40. We may see how that goes. But as far as tonight, we're closing a paperback book. Listen, when you give love, people of God, make sure that it's reciprocated. You know when you're being played. You know when you're being used. Don't let nobody use you in this hour. Listen, God does not use us, right? It's a free will. Don't let people keep running in and out of your life. Just because you might have laid with him last year doesn't mean you got to lay with him in 2022. Come on. God, get up. You don't have to be the same fool you was last year. If you was a fool last year, this year, you want to be one of the, listen, more knowledgeable, have more wisdom than anybody, more wisdom than Solomon. You got to stop letting people play you like a fiddler. Lord help us today. I pray for you that you will receive the love of God, receive the love that he has for us. I pray that you begin to know that you are worthy. If you're not in a relationship right now, it's okay. If it's ordained of God, it will take place. But first, sometimes God have to work things out of us. We're wanting a man. We say we want a husband. But you may not be husband material. You may not be husband ready. Because even wanting to be a wife, there is preparation. You have to prepare for marriage. Lord have mercy. I thank God I preach on that too. Lord Jesus. And I feel I'm getting stirred up, so I'm going to have to come down. Amen. So listen, you guys, we're going to go ahead to the phone lines. We're going to open them up. I'm behind. Amen. Y'all just know that I love y'all, and I mean to stay behind. But we're going to open up the phone lines tonight. Let us know what city and state you're chiming in from. Amen. Let us know what city and state you're chiming in from. And we'll pick up back next week, all right? Hallelujah. I hope you guys got something from tonight's lesson. And if you didn't, try me again. Give me another chance. I'll try to make up for it, okay? Good evening. Caller, you're on the air.
Well, good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. This is Minister Pam from Saraland, Alabama, and just a great lesson. I enjoyed every inch of it, and I cannot wait until next week.
Woo, woo! Good evening, woman of God. How are you?
I'm doing great, blessed, and highly favored, running from work, trying to get on this radio line. They didn't want to let me off, and I just had to go on an end duty.
Well, God bless right. you. Listen, you listen, what people don't understand, and I'm going to say this to you high achievers and you high rollers, what you do for God, it counts. You know what I mean? You can try to do all you can for a man. I'm not talking about just a man. I'm talking about for a man. I'm talking about man or female. You can do all you can for them, and they forget what you need undone. But what you do for God is being added up. So I thank God for the press. Amen, because there is a blessing in the present. There are some things you got before God that you've not told me about, you've not said to anything about, to anybody about, some deep things, some serious issues. It's something right now that's going on, I see, in the family. And the Father says he want to heal it. He says he want to heal it, but the way he's going to heal it is not going to be the way you wanted him to heal it. You know, something... woman of God, God will bring exposure to certain things, and he does that so that we can just go ahead and submit to his will and his way. But God is getting ready to do some great things in your family. Your children will be saved. Your children will be saved. Hallelujah, glory to God. And so you keep living the life. Keep shining, keep doing what God calls you to do, amen, and you're going to see the things that you are help pushing, how God is working in the midst of your kids. Now watch it. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight. Thank you for joining me. I love you.
Love you more.
All right. God bless you. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Good evening, good evening. Hallelujah. Blessings upon blessings to you, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. This is KB from the Brookhaven, well, Minister KB from the Brookhaven area. And I enjoyed that message tonight. It was another learning lesson. Have mercy. Thank you. We needed this. I needed this message about 6 or 7 years ago.
Well, listen, I'm glad you're getting it now.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Because when we learn
and
that,
now
we
you
do
can,
better. So I thank
that's
you.
Right. Amen. Thank you. And you're digesting. So keep eating.
Thank
because
you.
What you're going to find, it'll help you be a better wife, a better mother, a better friend, a better sister. Yes. Everything that God allows me to teach the people, if they would just continue to eat and digest.
Amen.
They can be better. I be getting better too now. It ain't just for the people. It starts with me first. You know, hallelujah, glory to God. So we
hallelujah.
Just thank God.
Thank
I am excited about what God's going to do. I'm excited about Jalen and what God is getting ready to do for him. There's an unspoken prayer request that he had. But, you know, God knows what he's doing. Okay, hear me good. God knows what he's doing, right? I have seen God do some things, work it out. I've seen him work out some things that were impossible. for basketball stars. I said a star. That's what I
Amen.
Said. And I ain't going to take it back.
Amen.
So watch
Amen.
God. Watch what God's going to do. And so I'm looking to hear some great news this week. At least
mm-hmm.
by next week, I need to know something. I need to know what's going on so we can make it happen. Because guess what? We got the power to do it. There's
Amen.
Nothing that God won't let us, that he won't allow, give us the ability to solve. We have
Amen.
The solution in our mouths to speak things in existence for others. So I'm excited. I'm waiting
Amen.
On the report this week or next week.
Amen.
Y'all just
Thank
let
you.
Me know what
Thank
they
you,
say.
Jesus.
I'm waiting in anticipation because it's still good. All the way around
Amen.
The board, he got faithful. All the way around.
Amen.
So you grab hold to that. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He has the favor
Thank
of God. Woo! Lord, and
Amen.
Man.
Amen.
Because he's teachable. He's teachable. He ain't no hothead. So great coaches would love
Amen.
To work with him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Woman of God, that's the word of the Lord for you tonight. I don't know
thank
if I'm
you,
over time,
you,
but I got a few more time. But you be encouraged, be blessed. Thank you for joining me
thank
tonight.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Good evening. Call you on the air.
Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. I'm trying to make sure I get this Mississippi in here, too. Okay, Mississippi.
All right, Mississippi.
Emma.
What's up?
And I enjoy the word. You know, inquiring minds really want to know because you did. You were teaching on a lot of things that I didn't know, and I'm just so want to ask some more questions, but not at this time. But I really enjoy
write them down. Write them
tonight.
Down.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Write
did,
down your questions, and I'll get
yes,
to them.
Ma'am.
If you write them down, and
I
you come on here, I may just do that next week. Have a question and answer session. So
yes,
write down your
yes,
questions.
Ma'am.
Amen. And make sure you
yes,
get 10
ma'am.
More people on, and I'll answer
oh
the question.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
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 God bless you for joining
Thank
me
you.
Tonight. I want you to stay encouraged.
Yes.
You sound better.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
You sound
Amen.
Better. You better hold on
yes.
to that word.
Yes.
My God.
Amen. Because
he's going to do
yes,
just like
ma'am.
He said. He's
yes.
not short, slack, or slack. On, you know, he's not short, you know, on his word. He ain't short in blessing. He got plenty of blessings
Amen.
In store for you. So you
Amen.
Keep that same enthusiasm. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for joining me.
You.
Amen.
I love
you. Love you more,
Amen.
Woman of God. Have a great evening.
Amen.
Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Good evening, Apostle. How you doing?
I'm doing well, better. How are you, woman of God?
I'm doing fine. No need to complain.
That's true. It's all in his hands. What city and state are you chiming in from tonight?
Mobile, Alabama.
All right, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. To God be the glory. Lift up your spirits, woman of God. It ain't going to always be like this. The Lord
Amen.
Is perfecting those things which pertains to you. God is working behind the scenes in maybe two, three situations. One dealing with
Amen.
School, one dealing with in relationship, and the other one is in finances.
Amen.
There are some things the Lord wants you to let go. When you do let go of them, that's when things are getting ready to happen.
Amen.
Let go and let God have his way, okay?
Yes,
never say, I want you to hear me this tonight, never say what can't happen. Never fix your mouth to ever say, oh, it won't happen or that can't happen. Not for me. Why not for you? Why not? Do you know who you are? You are daughter
yes,
of the king. Come on here. Ah! And you are a daughter, hallelujah, you are a daughter of the king, not only that way, but to, Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
You are somebody. Don't you ever forget it. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to take this last call. You're welcome. Caller, you on the air. Okay. Amen. Well, somebody speaking. All righty then. Well, we just bless the Lord. We still got a tie from last week. Amen. We bless the Lord. I thank God for each of you that have already spoken to me tonight. We appreciate God for you. But listen, you guys, you know I got to move to the next thing. But listen, I want to give a shout-out to Dr. Kimmy Kim again as I anchor this phone line. I appreciate you, sister. I'm looking forward to seeing you in November of 2022. I'm just asking God to blow a fresh wind on your ideas. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm asking God to send some investors your way. Glory to God. So listen tonight. Listen, you guys. Y'all meet me next week. Beat me on this line. You beat me here. Next Tuesday night at the same bat time, same bat station. But I need for every one of you that are on, and I know there's plenty more of you just sitting and listening. That's great. I want you to eat and digest, because you eat, sometimes you eat off too many tables, and your stomach, sometimes you got to regurgitate because you can't digest what you didn't eat because it wasn't for you, right? So listen, but I want you to invite 10 of your friends, which I don't do that for the apostle. I love you guys tonight. It's been real. Dr. Kimmy Kim, shalom.
Amen.
consider